Athabasca. There hasn't been a cluck of concern over the past 2 years as the town of Athabasca quietly made its way through the pilot project that was the backyard hen bylaw. Now, with only one application and zero complaints over the course of that pilot project, Bylaw 11-2022 Backyard Hen Bylaw became the law of the land as town council passed all three readings and unanimous consent at their December 20 meeting, one of three bylaws they would consider that night. "We've discussed this, we already have a bylaw in place. This is just removing the two-year pilot project and making it permanent. So, we can do all three readings, if council is comfortable with that," said Sow Rachel Ramey. Coun. Sarah Grayling motioned for first reading and served up the first poultry-themed pun of the night that included several. "I would like to make a motion, I'm not chicken," she said. Coun. E.D. Yule motioned for second reading, which also passed. Mayor Rob Belay wondered if there was any urgency to passing the bylaw that night, while Coun. Dave Paholik asked if advertising it on the town website, as a courtesy to residents before passing third reading might be advisable. Ramey replied it was entirely up to council but reiterated that the one application that had been approved had not been subject to any complaints in those 2 years. The bylaw stipulates that up to four hens may be kept on a property with the $40 license from the town and lays out a number of requirements henkeepers must meet and follow to remain eligible. There are also a couple prohibitions, including the keeping of roosters and any hen under 16 weeks old. Violations of the bylaw are fined starting at $100 for the first offense, then $150 for subsequent offenses. The entire bylaw is available to view on the town website. Grayling pointed out that bylaws can be revoked if they don't function correctly, as Coun. Ida Edwards asked for unanimous consent to go to third reading, which was then moved by Grayling upon being approved. Belay asked council to take a pause before passing third reading. "So, I'd just like to add one word of caution, we don't want to count our chickens before they've hatched." Third reading also passed unanimously. Utility rate bylaw. Following the passage of a one-rate fee for all three partners by the Aspen Regional Water Services Commission, ARWSC, the cost of water to town residents will increase from $3.39 per m3, to $4 per m3, starting in 2024. That's going to be an increase of $235,000, roughly, that we'll have to start paying starting in 2024. "What this bylaw does is prepare us for that," said CFO Jeff Daly, adding that figure is based on 401,000 cubic meters of usage. First reading of Bylaw 13-2022, which amends Bylaw 001-2022 Utility Rate Bylaw, we'll see the minimum charge for water service increase from $23.81 per billing cycle for 5 cubic meters to $25.60 per billing cycle. Under 18 cubic meters will be charged at $5.1201 per M3, up from $4.7629 per M3. Up to 45 cubic meters will be charged at $5.2697 per M3, from $4.9020 per M3. And over 45 cubic meters will be charged at $5.8021 per M3, up from $5.3973 per M3. Bulk water will also increase from $9.24 per M3 to $10 per M3. In addition, while the metered sewer rate for ARWSC will remain at 36%, it will be calculated at the base water rate of $1.8432 per M3, up from $1.7146 per M3. A new utility distribution charge of $25 per billing will also be charged on all water service meters. "All we can do for now is pass it. It doesn't mean the way it sits now is the way it will end up. It's just that in order to start the process, this is what is required," said Belay. Council decided to hold off on second reading and will further discuss the new rates at a January meeting. Council procedural bylaw. The second bylaw on the agenda involved a number of changes to how council meetings unfold and how the agenda is presented. Sow Ramey noted section 5.7 of bylaw 12-2022 council procedural bylaw, which guides the order of the agenda, was adjusted slightly to include a land acknowledgement at the beginning of council meetings. In-camera sessions are also now referred to as closed sessions. "And I separated old and new business and removed council concerns." Coun. Yule asked for the reasoning behind removing the latter. Because it is very rarely used. If there is a council concern and it's an administrative concern, it can be brought to my attention and dealt with, and if it's a bigger concern it can be brought to council with an RFD, request for decision, said Rami. Mayor Belay wanted to confirm there was a mechanism in place for time-sensitive concerns that don't meet the required time frame to be put on the next agenda. Rami noted there was, as it only requires council's acceptance, whether verbal or written. I'm comfortable with that information. As long as there's a mechanism in place to deal with that, he said. Council went on to pass all three readings with unanimous consent. See Zwick at athabasca.greatwest.ca.